Program number LS-266. This is Heartbeat. Can you hear me? No, I'm not talking to the technicians with the glass here in the studio. I'm asking you, can you hear me? You ever feel like no one's listening to you? It's a particularly terrible feeling for a radio speaker. But of course, we all struggle with the problem. There's the white drama teacher who had the difficult task of presenting an appropriate Thanksgiving program. Unable to find a play, she decided to write one herself. She hoped it would communicate, would speak for and to the blacks. I'm Landon Saunders. Have you ever dared to speak for others and then to find your efforts shunned or ignored? The greatest need is often to listen and then respond. The teacher wrote the play. She wanted to be heard. The day came for tryouts, and the students refused parts in the play. Not wishing to escalate the situation, the teacher asked one of the students after class what the difficulty was, and it all spilled out. One quite innocent scene characterized how a Thanksgiving dinner was ruined by pandemonium, created by selfish children and inattentive adults. The students had understood this to be a parody of blacks, when in fact, the scene could have been played by persons of any color. The teacher was shocked, but she wisely ignored all the usual structures of a classroom situation and sat down in the midst of the students and began communicating, rapping, asking why, how, what. And the key word turned out to be communication. Now, she could have done many things, not the least of which would have been to enforce compliance, to insist that the people take parts and get busy. But she had understood how they were feeling, where she had gone wrong, and what they could do together to remedy the whole situation. After a long and difficult hour, there was general consensus to work together on reworking some lines. But as it turned out, only one line really needed attention, according to the feeling of the students. The familiar game, gossip, gives us an example of how we fail to communicate. You know how it goes. Everybody sits in a circle, someone whispers a statement to the next person, and by the time it reaches the last person, it's hardly recognizable to the one who initiated it. I was in a discussion recently that was becoming progressively hotter, and it finally squared off between a man and a woman. The woman's vehemence was plainly visible, but the man was maintaining his position pretty calmly. The leader suddenly told the two people to change chairs. They complied, but not knowing that it also meant that they were to trade positions, each assuming the opposing view of the other. Immediately, the man picked up the argument, now on the grounds the woman had just presented. The woman was baffled and stymied. She made several attempts, but became confused in her new role. And finally, she admitted, "You argue the case better than I. How do you do that when you feel so strongly against it?" Well, part of his secret was that he had been listening. He had tried to communicate his ideas and listen intently. But until there is someone who's receptive, words don't mean much. Maybe the hardest task we have is really hearing what other people are saying, and therefore communicating with others. Our minds are usually racing ahead, and especially if the discussion is controversial, sorting out, denying, drawing up our arguments. And when we have a chance to speak, we've only heard bits and pieces, what we wanted to hear or maybe thought we would hear. And then we begin speaking, only to have the other person turn us off while he collects his ammunition. A familiar complaint heard by marriage counselors is, "He doesn't hear what I'm saying," or, "She never listens when I tell her something." It isn't easy to hear not only the words, but what's behind the words, which is really what listening is all about. It's an art achieved if we want to understand and be understood. The next time your coworker, friend, husband, wife says something to you that really rubs you the wrong way, stop and think, "Is he really saying what I hear him to be saying?" Or ask him maybe, "Do you mean to say..." And with this, I think you can relax a lot of old tensions and gain some new insights into the feelings of others. I'm Landon Saunders, and if you want to communicate with me, why not write Landon Saunders, Box 7401, Chicago. I'd like to hear what you're saying. This is Heartbeat.